丰盛的荣耀
and your incomparably great power for us who believe.
也并知道你向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And as we hear and learn your word,
当我们在这里来聆听学习你话语的时候
may your spirit enlighten us.
愿你的圣灵来光照我们
give us understanding.
让我们能够明白
that we may know you.
让我们能够更认识你
and love you.
能够更爱你
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and believe.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告并相信
Amen.
Amen.
The word of God that we'll be listening to this morning is from John chapter 16.
今天早上我们一起来学习约翰福音第十六章。
And in John chapter 16, this is a message for all Christians.
那约翰福音第十六章是给每一个基督徒的一个信息。
Well, there will be persecutions and tribulations.
在这世上会有逼迫，也有苦难。
Our lives in Jesus Christ will be joyful and peaceful.
但是在耶稣基督里面，我们的我们会可以有喜乐
and accompanied by the Holy Spirit
也会有圣灵的同在
Well, there will be persecutions and tribulations
我们会遇见逼迫和苦难
Our lives in Jesus Christ will be joyful and peaceful
但在耶稣基督里面我们会有平安会有喜乐
and accompanied by the Holy Spirit
也有圣灵的同在
And I ask you now to turn to your Bible
我来邀请大家一起来翻开圣经
And if you realize that your neighborOr neighbors do not have a Bible, please share with your neighbor.
如果你的邻舍没有圣经的话，那你跟他一起来分享你的圣经。
And I hope that you will read along as we proclaim the Word of God to you.
好，我们一起邀请大家来一起来读。当我们来读这个神的话语的时候
for verses, the first 16 verses, I will read in English.
那前面十六节我们会用英文来读。
And the next 16 verses, I'll ask Deacon
Daniel.
Deacon Daniel to proclaim in Chinese.
那剩下的经文我们会我会用中文来读。
My apologies. Okay, verses 1 to 16. This is John chapter 16, verses 1 to 16. All this I have told you so that you will not go astray. They will put you out of the synagogue.In fact, a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asked me, where are you going? Because I said these things, you are filled with grief.But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer.And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine.That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me.
17到33节有几个门徒就彼此说他对我们说等不多时你们就不得见我等再等不多时你们还要见我又说因我往父那里去这是什么意思呢门徒彼此说他说等不多时到底是什么意思呢我们不明白他所说的话耶稣看出他们要问他就说我说等不多时你们就不得见我再等不多时你们还要见我你们为这话彼此相问吗我实实在在地告诉你们你们将要痛哭哀嚎世人倒要喜乐你们将要忧愁然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐妇人生产的时候就忧愁 因为他的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了，这喜乐也没有人能夺去。到那日，你们什么也不用问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求，就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。这些事就是用比喻对你们说的，时候将到，我不再用比喻对你们说，乃要将父明明地告诉你们。到那日，你们要奉我的名祈求，并不对你们说，我并不对你们说，我要为你们求父，父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来的。我从父出来，到了世界，我又离开世界，往父那里去。门徒说，如今你是明说，并不再用比喻了。现在我们晓得你凡事都知道，也不用人问你，因此我们信你是从神出来的。耶稣说，现在你们信吗？看哪，时候将到，且是已经到了，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
So from John 16,
那约翰福音16章，
we're going to learn about Jesus' warning to the disciples as well as his assurance to the disciples.
那么我会看到耶稣对门徒的一个警告和对他的应许。
We also get to know what are some of the initial responses of the disciples.
我们也看见门徒起初的一些反应。
We also listen to Jesus' instruction for joy and peace.
那我们也看见耶稣关于平安和喜乐的一些教导。
And last, we'll have some reflection on what are the required response of disciples of Jesus Christ.
那我们也可以最后看到门徒所应该有的一些责任。
So let us now get to understand what are Jesus' warning and assurance.
那我们首先来看耶稣的一些警告和应许。
In Franklin Graham's address to the supporters of the organization.
Now Franklin Graham 呢，对他的支持者，他有这样说过。
He wrote this: Think about how little hope there is in our world today.
在我们担心的事上啊，我们的希望似乎是很渺茫的。
In Iraq under ISIS, there is not much hope.
在伊拉克 ，ISIS 似乎让我们看见没有太多的希望。
In West Africa, living under Ebola, people are losing hope.
在西非，那埃博拉病毒让人们开始失去信心。
Here in the U.S.
那在美国
，under widespread drug and alcohol abuse，
那我们看见毒品和酒精的一个泛滥。
Depression，
让我们看见一个忧郁。
Chronic unemployment，
让我们长期的这个失业。
Violent crime，
一些暴力。
And the downward moral spiral。
啊，我们看见我们道德水平的直线下降。
Hope seems elusive.
那我们的盼望似乎只是一个幻影。
And what he wrote is simply a resonance to what our Lord Jesus had told his disciples.
那这里我们看见他所写的似乎就是很像耶稣基督对他门徒所说的。
As we've just read,
但我们就是刚刚读到的。
Jesus said they will put you out of the synagogue.
他们会驱赶你出这些会堂。
And he says that a time is coming when anyone who kills you will think he is offering a service to God.
并且时候到的时候，凡杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。
And in the conclusion of his last speech to the disciples before he went on to the cross,
那在他上十字架之前，他最后说了一句话。
He left them with these words.
他是这么说的。
In this world you will have trouble.
我将告诉你这些是要叫你们知道这个世上有苦难。
Of course, that's not the whole picture, but we do know that trouble is coming.
那我们知道我们什么时候都会有苦难来临。
In fact, as Jesus has warned, the trouble is already here.
那耶稣告诉我们，实际苦难已经在我们的当中。
So who are these people who have put the disciples out of the synagogue?
那是什么样的人把这些门徒驱逐出会堂的呢？
There are two particular groups.
但有两群人。
One would be the Jews.
一群是犹太人。
Not necessarily the ethnic Jews.
那不一定是种族上的那些犹太人。
But any who, in terms of the belief, is not believing in Jesus as the Son of God.
那就指一群那些不信耶稣基督是神的儿子的那一群人。
And we see that they will kill them because they think that what the disciples are preaching in terms of Jesus is blasphemy.
那他们认为门徒们所传的耶稣基督，其实上他是在亵渎神。
And the other group is the world.
那另外一群人是这个世人。
And the world in the Gospel of John refers to any system that comes together and is in opposition to God.
那在约翰福音里面说到这个抵挡神的一切的人的这样的一个制度。
Which is why Jesus will say to his disciples that you do not belong to the world, but you belong to me.
那耶稣对他的门徒说，你不属于这个世界，你属于我。
And these people, as they persecute the disciples,
那这些人在逼迫这些门徒的时候，
they think that they are doing God a service.
他们是在侍奉神。
In fact, if we listen to what Paul wrote in Galatians,
那我们在加拉太书，我们看见保罗也这么说。
This is what he said: For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers.
保罗这么说：你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力。逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，为我祖宗的遗传更加热心。
Paul during that time he earnestly really thought that he was doing a service to God.
在那个时候保罗的确认为他是在侍奉神。
And Jesus further tells us the time will come and has come.
那里告诉我们时候会到，那时候已经来了。
In fact, through Christian history, we know that the church underwent huge persecution.
那我们知道在基督教的历史里面受到极大的迫害。
And it may be harder for us today to look around and say, oh, Christians in America is under persecution too.
那我们今天很难我们想象在美国说哦基督教现在正遭受迫害。
But truly the time has come.
那实际上这个时候已经来了。
Because we see, for example, the evaporation of cultural Christianity.
但是我们看见基督教文化的一些已经蒸发，开始蒸发。
What is cultural Christianity?
那我们基督教的文化是什么呢？
It is when the entire society believes in the values of the Christian faith.
那是当整个社会来相信基督教的这样一个价值。
In cultural Christianity, it doesn't mean that people believe in Jesus.
但是在基督教的文化里不是说每一个人都相信这样的一个基督。
But it believes that the church is good, going to Sunday school helps raise up good children, and all of that stuff.
他们相信教会是好的，到这里来可以帮助你教养很好的孩子。
And so we see that in America, there is now a tide turned against the values of Christianity.
那我们在美国看见现在人们已经开始极大的抵挡这基督教文化的一种价值。
In fact, the value system of Christianity is no longer the mainstay of society.
那我们也看见基督教文化也不再是社会的主流。
We have to listen to the atheists and we listen to the secularists.
那我们也受到这个无神论者的或者一些世俗的观念的冲击。
They think that the attack on Christianity is offering up a service to humanity.
当然我们看见当他们对基督教的攻击他们认为是在为人道在服侍。
In fact, reading some of their writings,
但我们来看他们所写的一些
It's as if that rescuing people from Christianity is rescuing humanity and integrity from the primitive thought of Christian faith.
好像是我们把一些人从一些愚昧的宗教里面把他们拯救出来。
Through science and technology and humanistic endeavors there will be salvation.
那借着我们的科技，借着我们人为的一些行为，我们可以来带出一个救赎。
The call for a godless society is in fact something good for humankind.
那我们看见无神对人来说是一个好的事情。
So we see the evaporation of cultural Christianity.
那我们看见基督教的文化就这么被蒸发掉。
Christmas is coming.
那我们看圣诞节已经来了，马上来了。
But truly, it is no longer Christmas, but happy holidays. And this is regarding the preciousness of gift giving, but disregarding the preciousness of Jesus Christ as the gift of the world.
那让我们看见这样一个宝贵的礼物，耶稣基督给我们的。现在我们已经不再这么去看它了。
In America is that one nation who celebrates Halloween like nobody else.
那我们看见在美国现在在庆祝 Halloween 是在世界上数一数二的。
And we see the push for the legalization of abortion, gay marriage, marijuana, all the basic laws of biblical moorings.
那我们看见一些我们圣经里面的基本的一些道德准则现在都已经失去。
Is it not true that in North Carolina on the 10th of October,
那我们也看见10月10号在北卡,
that same-sex marriage has been legalized?
那同性恋已经合法化。
It has come and has come into where we are living.
时候已经来了，但已经来了。
This is not a call to hate homosexuals.
这个不是要大家来恨恶这些同性恋者。
In fact, this is a wake-up call for the church to know and love our neighbors.
这个是对教会的一个唤醒，让我们来更爱我们的邻舍。
In a way that Christ has ordered us to.
那耶稣基督命令我们要这样去爱我们的邻舍。
But at the same time, we realize that the world around us is changing far more rapidly than we think it is.
那我们也意识到我们的周遭的世界正在比我们想象更快的速度在改变。
And so persecution is in fact expected.
那逼迫是会来的。
Back then, now, and for the future.
过去、现在和将来都会有。
In fact, when Jesus says there will be trouble, it talks about struggles and threats and pain and turmoil and hardship.
那耶稣基督也看见我们会有挣扎，我们会有痛苦，我们会有苦难。
And why is that so?
那为什么会这样呢？
Because for anyone who bears the name of Christ, and it is us, Christian,
那任何人像我们是一个信耶稣的，有耶稣这个名字在我们身上的。
Because we will live in a way that is not of the world,
那我们所活的在这个世界上活着,
the world will hate us.
那这个世界会恨我们。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.
但世界恨你的时候, 实际上他已经先恨了我。
If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own.
你若属于世界, 世界也必爱自己, 属自己的。
And in verse 4, Jesus says,
那第四节, 耶稣说,
I did not tell you this at first because I was with you.
我起先没有将这事告诉你们，因为我与你们同在。
And Jesus was saying that when Jesus is around, all the attacks will be lobbed against the Master.
但耶稣在的时候，所有一些的攻击都会专注在这个老师主人的身上。
But once the Master is gone,
但这个主人不在的时候，
beware.
那我们要注意，
all the arrows will be turned on the servants, the disciples.
所有一些的攻击的箭就会指向这些门徒。
And persecution is expected because godlessness is on the rise.
那逼迫是会来的。
In verse 3, Jesus says, they will do such things because they have not known the Father or me.
那他这样做，那是因为他们并不认识我和父和我。
And if we look to 2 Timothy,
那我们来看, 提摩太后书,
Paul continues this teaching to Timothy.
那保罗在这里不断地提醒, Timothy.
Chapter 3, verses 1 to 5 of 2 Timothy says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people.
那保罗在提摩太后书一到五节这么说，你该知道，为是必有来，末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时候人要专注自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，诽谤，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不节怨，好谗言，不能制约，性情暴烈，不爱善良，卖主卖友，任意妄行，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神，有金钱的外表，却背了金钱的实意，这等人你要躲开。
So troubles are, in fact, the norm for a yet to be fully restored world.
那这些问题在我们现在这个需要被恢复的这个世界是常见的一种状态。
So do we see the signs of godlessness in our nation?
那在我们的国家，我们是不是看见这些啊不敬虔的事
？In our community，
在我们的社区里面。
And last but not least, even in ourselves，
那或者甚至在我们自己的身上。
And so Jesus does give the warning。
那耶稣的确给我们这样的警告。
In the Christian faith, there is no fine print。
那在我们啊的信仰里面，我们并没有一些啊别的要求、别的问题。
He will make known what is true。
他会让我们知道什么是真理。
But we praise God that what is true is not just the presence of persecution。
他让我们看见不只是现在会有逼迫。
But the assurance of comfort from God Himself。
那有让我们看见从神来的一个应许和保证。
So in verse 33, Jesus says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
那在33节耶稣这么说，我将这事情告诉你们是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但 你们可以放心，我已胜了世界。
So what does peace mean?
那 平安是什么？
It's a total wellness in the life of a person when lived according to how God wants him to live.
那基本上是让我们看见神在这个人身上的旨意，他去活出来的时候。
So how do we have that peace?
那我们怎么样能够有这样的一个平安呢？
Jesus says, it's in me.
耶稣说，在我里面。
Meaning the focus in the midst of trials and hardships must be firmly placed on Jesus.
当我们在遇见困难困苦的时候，我们要定睛在耶稣的身上。
You find peace nowhere else.
你就会找到平安。
He also gives us a reason of why there is peace in him.
那他也告诉我们为什么在他里面会有平安。
Because if we have no peace because of the persecution from the world,
如果我们没有平安，那世界来的一切的逼迫，
then something has to be bigger than the world to overcome it.
那必须要有一个比世界更大的能够来一个战胜它。
And Jesus himself says, I have overcome the world.
那耶稣说，我已经战胜了世界。
That is the very reason why we can have peace in Christ.
那这就是为什么在基督里面我们会有平安。
The word overcome is in fact a military term.
那这个战胜实际上是一个军事用语。
It's used to describe a victory in battle.
那是来描述一个战争中的得胜。
And we now know that Jesus has in fact had, he does have that victory over Satan, over sin and death.
那我们也看见耶稣基督的确战胜了罪，战胜了死亡，战胜了撒旦。
And when we are in Christ, that victory is ours also.
那在基督里这样的得胜也是我们的。
And so Jesus says, take heart.
那耶稣说在这里你放心。
You can really feel a sense of settledness once we're in Christ.
那你这里的确是能够经历到，当我们在耶稣基督里面的那种平安。
It's like a child when he's younger.
但是一个小孩子还小的时候。
If he's bullied by the brother,
因为他受到他的哥哥的欺负。
He goes to someone who can overcome the brother.
他会去找一个能够来战胜他哥哥的人。
And that's usually, hey mom.
那有小孩说 hey mom.
打我。
他打我。
Brother's bullying me again.
我的哥哥再一次欺负我。
And you have that kind of assurance.
那你会有这样的一个确据。
Provided you know that your parents will be on your side.
那你相信你的父母会站在你这边。
But we do know that God is with his people.
那我们知道神是站在他的子民这里。
And so we can have that firm trust in Jesus because he has overcome the world.
因为他战胜了世界，所以我们可以来确信的来信靠我们的神。
And what Jesus is doing here for the disciples is like a storyteller.
那这里耶稣对这个门徒所说的，就像在讲故事一样。
He's not only making known the process of their discipleship, he's also telling them the glorious ending.
他不但是讲他们这样一个门徒的受训的过程，他也讲到了会后的结局。
So sometimes my mom, when we are watching a movie, if I've watched it before.
那如果有时候跟我母亲在看一个电影，如果我看过这个电影的话，
She'll be nudging me.
她会来跟我问我，
Does this person die in the end?
这个人最后死了吗？
Because she's so kind of, she's very engaged and she doesn't want this person to die in the end in the story.
因为她看得很投入，她不想这个人最后死掉。
And sometimes back then I'll say, just enjoy the process.
那我就跟他说啊，你就在这里好好的享受看着吧。
But you could see that she's not enjoying the movie anymore because she's so engaged for the ending.
但是你看见的时候，但他要想知道迫切知道结局的时候，他不再享受那个过程。
But then I'll say no, he lives or she lives.
那我说不用了，他活着呢。
Happily ever after? Yay.
那从此以后就快乐了吗? 是的。
And this is what Jesus is doing for his disciples.
那这个就是耶稣为他门徒所做的。
There will be tribulations.
这里会我们会遇见逼迫。
But no worries, the end is glorious.
但是不用担心, 最后是会有一个荣耀的结局。
And that once they know these things, when they bear them, once bear these things in mind,
但他们如果想到这些, 记得这些事的话,
they will not go astray.
他们就不会跌倒。
They will keep following what Christ and His teachings is.
那他就会遵守基督对他的教导。
They will remember it is Christ who said to them the truth.
那他们会知道是耶稣让他们明白了真理。
Because it is Jesus who warned them, and they see that the warning is actually true.
那他们又记想起来耶稣警告过他，那这警告现在也是真的。
If the warning is true, so will be the assurance.
那这个真实的警告最后也会成为一个。
And they will have peace.
那他们就会有一个平安。
And so the assurances for the disciples back then,
那在那个时候耶稣给门徒的一些保证,
the assurance is also for us today.
但那样的一个保证也是给我们的。
So while there will be persecutions and tribulations,
那我们会看见我们会有逼迫和困苦,
our lives in Jesus Christ will be peaceful.
我们在耶稣基督里面的生命是会有平安的。
And dear American, who was just very recently released by the North Korean government,
那我们看见在北朝鲜最近释放了一个美国人。
He was arrested for attempted promotion of the Christian faith.
他被拘捕了是因为他在那里想去传扬基督的信仰。
And in his testimony in the national news broadcast,
那在这个美国全国广播的里面做见证。
He acknowledged that he was indeed sustained by his Christian faith during a time when everything seems to be coming to an end.
那在那个时候他认为一切都要完蛋的时候，的确是他的基督的信仰支撑了他。
Truly in Christ there will be peace.
那在基督里面有真正的平安。
So hearing the warning, hearing the assurance, what were the disciples' response?
那我们听到一个警告，也听到了耶稣给他的劝句，那门徒是怎样反应的呢？
We see that they are in fact very self-focused.
他们的反应都是非常自我的。
Because when Jesus said, "Now I'm going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, where are you going?" There's a tone of rebuke.
耶稣说，现在我往差我的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？ 只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就没有忧愁。
It is like a teacher in class,
就像在课堂里的老师，
telling the children that there will be a students that there will be a pop quiz.
那告诉他们的学生会有一个考试。
But it's also an open book pop quiz.
那可能是一个开卷的考试。
And all the students heard was pop quiz.
那学生所听到的只是要有一个临时的考试。
And their hearts were filled with grief.
那他心里面就充满了忧愁。
I haven't been listening. I'm going to fail this test.
我还没有好好听，我可能要考不过。
And Jesus is saying, "You need to focus on what I'm saying."
耶稣在这里说，你要来专注我所讲的。
Because they're filled with grief, they hear all the sounds of tribulations.
那他们忧愁是因为他听到的都是这些逼迫。
What are they going to do when their master is gone?
那他们的主人不在的时候，他们又能怎么样呢？
And no one asked Jesus about the things that he's going to do.
那没有人去问耶稣他会怎么做。
And in fact, there's an irony in Jesus saying that they have grief.
那在这里其实我们看见有一点讽刺意义的耶稣说，但他们忧愁的时候。
Because the grief is a result from missing out on the words of the Master.
那实际上这个忧愁实际上是因为他们忘记了耶稣给他们的教导的话语。
Over and over again, Jesus has been telling them, "There will be peace, there will be peace."
那实际上耶稣一次又一次地告诉他们，你们会有平安。
In John 14 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
约翰福音14章第27节说，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Jesus also says, "I told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete."
那耶稣也同样的说，这些事我已经对你说了，不要叫我的喜乐存在，只要叫我的喜乐存在你的心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And Jesus also said, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you."
耶稣还说，你们要彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样，这是我的命令。
Meaning, I do love you.
那意思就是说我的确的爱你。
And I am still loving you.
那我还是在爱你。
Love, joy, peace.
那我们看见爱喜乐平安。
It's all there for the disciples.
都门徒们都会有这些。
And yet their hearts are filled with grief.
但是他们的心却充满着忧愁。
Reminds me of a scene in The Incredibles, a Disney animation.
那我们看见迪士尼的有一个动画片。
Spoiler alert, I guess. Okay. Well, there was this scene, right, where the plane exploded.
有这么样一个电影上有这样一个情景，一个飞机爆炸了。
And these are superheroes, so they didn't die.
这些都是超人，他们都不会死的。
This mother with the two children, they were falling from the sky.
那这个母亲和她两个孩子从天上往下落，掉下来。
It plopped into the sea.
他们就坐在那个座上掉下来。
And naturally you think, wow, the children panicking, they're screaming, they're going crazy.
那虽然我们会看见，如果正常的话，这些孩子们都会尖叫或什么的。
And all of a sudden the mom went, stop it, we're not going to die. Now both of you will get the grip, or so help me, I will ground you for a month, understand?
那这个妈妈突然说不要吵了，你们抓紧了。那这样的话呢？
Yeah. We're not going to die.
你们不会死的。
And they actually continue to go a little crazy still.
但他们在那里还是非常的疯狂的在喊叫。
The son was saying, "You want to go back to the people who tried to kill us?" And the daughter said, "Do you expect us to swim there? Because they're in the middle of the ocean and they're trying to go back to on land."
那他们实际上是掉到了一个海里面。那个儿子说你我们要再回去去到那些要杀我们的人当中去吗？那女儿说你要我们游过去吗？
But the mom said something that is what we could take note as a resonance to what Jesus was saying to the disciples.
那这个母亲所说的好像似乎与耶稣基督所说的有点类似。
I expect you to trust me.
我要你来相信我。
Because the mom knows the children do not.
那母亲知道孩子不会相信她。
All they know is about the present, but they do not know what can be done in the future.
那他们所看见的只是目前的，他没有看到将来会怎么样。
And so it is with Jesus. He knows the full story.
那耶稣是知道整个的这样的一个过程。
And so he's telling the disciples, I expect you to trust me.
那他告诉他的门徒说，你们要来信靠我。
And yet at the same time, Jesus recognized that their faith needs different times of growing.
那门徒耶稣也知道门徒的信心信仰也需要时间去不断的成长。
So in verse 32, he says, "But a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered each to his own home."
那在32节说但时候来的时候，你们都要回到自己的住处。
Own home means either a place or their own occupation.
那在这里我们看见也可能就是指这个我们个人的几处是我们的住处，也许是我们的工作。
And true to the words of Jesus.
那对于耶稣基督的话的真实。
In John chapter 21, we find that Peter and gang return back to who they were, the fishermen.
那我们看见约翰福音21章里面说彼得一群人在回到原先的打鱼场所。
We know that the disciples did scatter.
我们知道门徒的确是分散。
We know that there was a total loss in direction of life as well as the confidence of the direction that they were heading in.
他们完全失去了对生命的一种方向，也失去了当时他们认为的那个方向，也失去了他的信心。
And so how did Jesus instruct the disciples to be able to counteract this mentality?
那耶稣在这里告诉门徒要怎么样来对付这样的一个情形。
He gave them the instruction for joy and peace.
那他们给他的教导就是喜乐平安。
And that is they should embrace a totally new and true reality.
他们要来迎接一个新的一个真实的一个现实。
And that is that Jesus will be resurrected.
那耶稣会复活。
As well as there will be the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵也会降临。
And once they embrace this new and true reality,
那他们这样来迎接这样的一个新的现实的时候，
once they live out this reality,
那么能活出这样的一个现实，
their joy and their peace will be complete.
那他们的喜乐和平安就会得到满足。
So the true new and true reality.
那当我们看见这样一个新的一个真实的现状。
The resurrection of their Lord Jesus.
那我们耶稣基督的复活。
And the coming of the Spirit of God.
那圣灵的来临。
In verses 7 to 16, this tells us the new reality.
那在经文7到16节告诉我们这样的一个现状。
And here Jesus says three times, I tell you, well, in chapter 16, he says, I tell you the truth three times.
那在16节他三次这么说我告诉你。
And this is a very emphatic way of saying you have to believe this exactly what I'm saying.
那就是相当于说你要来信靠我我所说的。
You have to take note.
你要来把它记住。
And so we'll listen to I tell you the truth.
那你要听我告诉你的每一个真实的。
In verse 7, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
第七节，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
In verse 20, I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
二十节，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐；你们将要忧愁，然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
And in verse 23, in that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
二十三节，到那日你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在的告诉你们。你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
And so we see that there will be the coming of the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见圣灵会降临。
There will be the resurrection of Christ.
基督会复活。
And then there will also be grief. There will also be joy.
那我们也看见我们会有喜乐。
In verses 7 to 15, it speaks of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那第七到十五节就讲到圣灵的降临。
I will send him to you.
我会把它拆起来。
And this is good because the joy that Jesus has in doing his Father's work, the disciples can now experience it.
那这是好的，因为耶稣在完成了他父的工作的时候，现在门徒也可以这样去做。
In John 14, it says that those who have faith in me will do what I have been doing, and even greater things than what I've been doing.
好，那在约翰第十四章里面说，我实实在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做。
And in the Gospel of Luke, we see that Jesus was led by the Spirit of God.
那在约翰福音，我们看见，耶稣被圣灵带着，带领
even into the wilderness to be tested.
带领到旷野里面去受试探。
And then we see in the Book of Acts that the church, the disciples of Christ, is led by the Holy Spirit.
那在使徒行传里面我们看见教会门徒们也被圣灵带领经过这样的一个试炼。
From the big picture of the entire church to even the specific example of Paul, you see the work of the Holy Spirit throughout the book of Acts.
大到整个教会，小到就是保罗自身，圣灵都在不断的带领每一个。
And what is the Holy Spirit going to do?
那圣灵要做什么呢？
Conviction.
他要来审判我们。
Conviction is to say to make clear and to judge.
那审判就是让我们要清楚，我们要被审判。
And is the conviction on sin, righteousness, and judgment.
那是为罪、为义、为审判。
What is sin?
那罪是什么呢？
Sin in this case is the unbelief of Jesus as the Son of God and Son of Man.
那罪就是我们不相信耶稣基督是从神来的，他是神的儿子。
That he is the Savior of the world.
他是世界的救世救主。
And the conviction tells us that this is the way that God operates as opposed to how the world operates.
那这里告诉我们这是神怎么样来成就和世界所要做的事情的区
别。For the world, we have our merit and work-based system.
那在世界上我们有我们整个工作或者是一些利弊的这样的一个系统。
And for the Jews, they hold on to their traditions.
那犹太人就紧紧抓住他们的传统。
A second conviction is on righteousness.
那第二个审判就是义为义。
And here, why righteous? Because Jesus is the only one who is going to be received into the Father's presence.
那我们这里看见，只有耶稣基督是最后被神完全的接纳。
The Jews thought that he was unrighteous.
那犹太人认为他是不义的。
Thought that he was blaspheming.
那认为他是在亵渎神。
But in fact, his resurrection and his going back to the Father is proof that he is received by the Father.
那实际上他的复活，他再回到父那里去，就证明了他是神的儿子。
That he is my son, the one whom I love.
他是我的爱子，是我所爱的。
And the third conviction is on judgment.
那第三个就是为审判。
And this judgment is the triumph over sin and death.
那这个审判就是说我们要能够胜过这个罪恶。
And because of this, we know that there will be his resurrection.
那因为这样我们知道应该会有复活。
And we see that it is a true spiritual battle because it is the condemnation of the prince of this world, Satan.
那的确是一个属灵的征战，因为这是对这个世界的王的审判。
And it's not just against the people who are wicked, but ultimately with the unseen wicked spirits.
不只是对那些邪恶的人，但只是对那看不见的那属灵的那些恶魔的征战。
So if people truly understand what Halloween is, it's nothing short on the real smell of death and rot and horror.
那如果我们真正要知道这个 Halloween 的意义的话，那我们就会知道它背后的意义。
I see that there are many programs now showing people going through the haunted house.
那我们看见有很多节目，看人们就愿意到那些鬼屋里面去。
That truly is entertainment.
那的确如果只是一个娱乐而已。
But when we actually walk through life and realize that there is this evil realm around us.
那如果在我们的属灵的生命里面，我们的确会看见有属灵的征战。
We can only have peace in Christ who has overcome death and sin.
那只有在耶稣基督里面，我们可以战胜罪和死亡，有真正的平安。
And Jesus further tells us the work of the Spirit.
那耶稣继续地告诉我们圣灵的工作。
It is to make known Christ.
是让表明耶稣基督。
Verses 12 to 15, he repeats this idea over and over again in different expressions.
那在十二到十五节，他用不同的方式来再一次的重复这样的一个事情。
Jesus says, He will guide you into all truth.
耶稣说他会带你进入一切的真理。
Because Jesus says, Oh, there's so much more I need, I want to tell you, but right now, you're at your present state, you can't handle it.
耶稣说我有很多很多事情要告诉你，但现在你们受不了。
But there will be a time when the Holy Spirit will come and He will guide you into all truth.
那只有到圣灵来的时候，他会带领你明白一切的真理。
And we also see that He will, the Holy Spirit will bring glory to Jesus.
让我们看见，圣灵会把会来荣耀耶稣基督。
And the word glory is really to make known the presence of God.
那荣耀也就是说让人知道现在神的存在。
So to bring glory to Jesus is actually to make known the wonder of Christ.
那让我们要来荣耀神，就是要来知道耶稣基督的奇妙。
In the same way that Jesus glorified the Father by making known who the Father is，
就像耶稣基督来荣耀神，他是让将神表明出来。
And last but not least, Jesus said it twice. He's going to make it known to you.
那耶稣在这里说了两次，他要将这个表明出来。
It is not about new revelations.
这并不是一个什么新的启示。
But it's about the deeper and more personal knowledge of Jesus Christ.
那实际上是我们对耶稣基督认识的更深层的、更个人化的一个认识。
Because the understanding of Jesus Christ and God comes only through the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道我们要认识耶稣基督呢，只有借着圣灵。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul wrote it very clearly. In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
在哥林多前书二章里面这么说，像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
So why is it good that the Holy Spirit is coming to the disciples?
那圣灵来到耶稣门徒的当中，为什么是好的呢？
Because the Holy Spirit is a helper.
因为圣灵是一个帮助我们的人。
He's going to come alongside each disciple to help the disciple to fulfill all the tasks at hand.
他们会与每一位门徒同在，能够帮助他们完成他们要完成的事。
There are difficult days that lie ahead, but we are not left as orphans.
那我们面前会面临困难，但我们不只是我们不只是被遗忘了。
Because now we have the presence of God through the Spirit.
那我们也知道神的同在，借着圣灵与我们同在。
And by looking through the Bible,
那我们来看圣经的时候
，we see the difference between the coming of the Spirit.
那我们看圣灵来。
we can see the weakness of the disciples before Pentecost and the boldness that they have before the Sanhedrins and before the Roman government when the Spirit filled them.
那我们可以看见、在五旬节之前门徒的软弱，在这些、所有的罗马政府面前的那种软弱。
So there is reality、this reality of the coming of the Holy Spirit is something that the disciples have to live out, have to embrace.
那来了以后那个、门徒们的那 些他们的大胆以及和他们能够这把这他们的信仰活出来的。
And in verse 16, we also told of the second reality, and that, well, the second aspect of that reality, and that's Jesus' resurrection.
那我们也在看见、第二个、我们的事实就是耶稣基督的复活。
In a little while, you'll see me no more, and then after a little while, you'll see me.
那、等不多时你不见我，再等不多时你又见我。
One is the crucifixion and the burial.
那一个是在这个、被钉在十字架上
and the other is the resurrection.
那另外一个是已经复活了。
This is Jesus telling the disciples, this is not the end, I will see you again.
这个不是结束了，我会再跟你们相聚的。
Last year when I left Penang,
去年我离开 Penang,
it was a hard farewell because we were saying, well, we don't know when you're coming back, so see you later.
那我是一个很伤心的时候，因为我不知道我们什么时候才能回来，那我们就再见了。
And yet, my nephew was holding on to the hope that I will return for his 7th birthday.
那我的侄子会抓住我的手，他希望我能回去参加他的生日。
Because he's saying, well, this is not the end, then I will still, you come for my 7th birthday.
这个并没有结束，你会来参加我的七岁的生日的吧
？That is not going to happen now, as far as I know.
那现在据我所知，这个好像不大可能了。
But yet, that is how it works. To know that the farewell is not final has a sense of comfort.
让我们知道，当我们还没有结束的时候，那我们会得到一种安慰。
Furthermore, in verse 28, Jesus tells of the entire mission really in one sentence.
那在二十八节那耶稣把整个的事情就做了一个归纳。
I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I'm leaving the world and going back to the Father.
那我们从天父来进入了这个世界，现在我要离开这个世界，要回到天父那里去。
He will have his the incarnation.
他已经道成肉身。
But then we'll also see that he will be resurrected and he will ascend back to the Father after he's crucified.
那他也会再一次复活，会回到父那里去，在他复活以后。
And so we know that what Jesus is saying a little while is really 3 days.
那我们看见耶稣说的再等不多时实际上就是三天。
But when we go through such trauma, or for the disciples to go through such trauma, it will feel like forever.
但这些门徒们经过这样一个难过艰难的日子的时候，他们就认为好像很长很久。
But yet Jesus is giving them a perspective on how God looks at time.
那这里也让神也让门徒看见神对时间的一种看法。
It feels long, but it really is a little while.
感觉上很长，但实际上就是很短暂的。
And this gives them a sense of comfort to also endure the coming troubles in the future.
这样让他们能够得安慰，让他能够以后面对将来的困难。
And he gives the analogy of birth giving. He gives the analogy of birth giving.
那他就用一个妇人生产的比喻来形容这个。
And to say that yes, there will be a very painful process.
他们就是说，哎呀，生孩子是很痛苦的。
And only mothers can tell you that.
那只有母亲才能告诉你这个。
But after that, the grief will turn to joy.
那之后，这所有的痛苦都会变成喜乐。
And I see that over and over again in movies where there is the screaming and then there is the cooing of the baby.
那我们在电影上一次一次的看见有那里的尖叫，那我回头对这种抱着婴孩的那种那种平安。
Truly, there will be weeping and mourning, there will be emotional turmoil, and there's the actual expression of that pain.
的确，我们会有痛苦，会有哀嚎。
But this will pass.
但这一切都会过去。
And when Jesus says, I will see you again, it means you will see me again.
但耶稣在这里说，我会再见你呢，就是你会再看到我。
And we see that the resurrection of Jesus will turn their grief of separation from their master into the joy of reunion.
但我们看见耶稣基督告诉他们，他们会他们跟与基督的分合的那种愁苦，会变成一个喜乐，因为耶稣的复活。
This joy is so solid.
因为这样的喜乐 是实实在在的。
No one's going to take it away from you.
没有人能够把它拿走的。
And so we think about the song that we sing because He lives.
那我们也 知道一首歌， 因他活着。
I can face tomorrow.
因着他活着， 我们面对未来。
We know that it is God who holds the future.
我们知道是神在掌管着明天。
And life is worth living.
那我们的 生活才有意义。
And so now that they see that what Jesus is saying all through is true,
那他们看见耶稣所说的都是真的。
The firm belief means no one can take that joy away from them because they will hear rumors that Jesus did not come alive, but they know for sure that He did.
那他们能够完全的坚信耶稣基督的复活， 即使, 人们跟他说, 耶稣没有复活, 他也会坚信耶稣基督复活。
And in verses 24-27 tells us of this even more intimate relationship between the disciples, Jesus, and God the Father.
那在24-27节 再让我们再看见耶稣和门徒 神之间的一种亲密的关系。
In fact, just from the way that Jesus speaks to the disciples, you see this change.
但是耶稣对门徒的说的话的方式， 我们已经看见这样的一个变化。
No longer figuratively, but directly.
不再用比喻了，他是直接对门徒这么说。
And this tells us that also there will be a direct approach to the Father through Jesus.
那天我们看见借着耶稣基督，我们可以直接来到父的面前。
Because in verse 27 it says, No, the Father Himself loves you.
在27节这么说，父自己爱你，因为你们已经爱我。
And so we see also the symbolic tearing of the temple curtain.
但我们也看见, 圣殿里面的会幕都被劈开。
That all men can now approach to the dwelling of God.
那所有的人都能够进入到与神的同在当中。
And in the book of Hebrews, we are told to then approach boldly to the throne of grace.
那在希伯来书里面说，我们要坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
And in fact, as we pray, we ask in the name of Jesus.
那我们祷告的时候，我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Ask and we'll receive, and the joy will be complete.
但我们也来祈求，我们来领受，我们来得到，我们就会满足。
Because when we ask in the name of Jesus,
当我们奉耶稣的名来祷告的时候，
we will ask, what would Christ ask His Father?
那我们就会问耶稣向神来求什么呢？
We will ask, what is appropriate to ask in the name of Jesus?
那我们奉耶稣基督名要来求什么样的是合适的呢？
And it's not going to be like these magical words like open sesame.
那不会有像这样一个很奇妙的一些字，比如说芝麻开门。
And this joy that comes is complete because we know we are aligned to the will of God.
因为我们的喜乐能够满足，是因为我们和神的 旨意是一致的。
So we see, ask, receive, joy.
让我们看见，我们祈求，我们得到，我们喜乐。
And the world tells us that the joy comes from fulfilling our own desires.
那世界会告诉我们，这样的一个喜乐是满足我们自己的。
But Jesus wants us to know that true joy is only found when we are finally aligned to what the Father desires.
那耶稣让我们看见，我们真正的喜乐是当我们与神的心意来符合一致的时候。
And it's always a desire for good.
那是为着那些美善的一种祈求。
So while there will be persecution and tribulations,
那这里我们会有, 逼迫, 我们会有苦难,
our lives in Jesus Christ will be joyful and peaceful,
我们在耶稣基督里面生命是会有平安, 有喜乐的,
and accompanied by the Holy Spirit.
也是会有圣灵的同在的。
So every day is Easter.
每一天实际上是一个复活节。
Every day is Christmas.
每一天都应该是一个圣诞节。
Because we know that our Lord is resurrected.
因为我们知道我们的主复活了。
And so our life now is a celebration of that fact.
那我们的生命也是来庆祝耶稣的复活。
Verse
33. 那我们看第33节。
We're supposed to have peace.
我们应该, 有平安。
And we do take heart.
你们放心。
And we listen to the song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
当我们来听, 当转眼定睛仰望耶稣的歌的时候。
And Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2.
那, 保罗在以弗所书第二章提醒我们,
it is when the gospel is in mind,
当时那里就在告诉我们一个福音的内容,
we will have that kind of joy.
我们会有那样一个喜乐。
We will remember that we were separated from Christ,
我们是, 与神分开了。
But then we are now reconciled to God through Christ.
那我们借着耶稣基督, 我们与神再一次和好。
The farewell is now a reunion.
我们告别只是带来一个联合。
And we see that Jesus Christ has preached peace to those who are far away and who are near.
那耶稣基督对那些远方的对这些近邻的也都在传讲同样平安的信息。
Because of Jesus Christ, we are no longer foreigners or strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household.
那因为这耶稣基督我们不再是外邦人我们也不再是局外的人我们是神家中的人。
In Romans 6, it tells us that by his resurrection, we too now have life.
那在罗马书第六章里说、因着、归入他的喜我们现在可以复活
So what can we take away from John 16?
那我们从约翰福音第十六章我们学到了什么呢
Well there are at least two reflections and applications that we should try to live out in our lives
至少有两点我们应该来试着运用在我们的生活里面
One is the call on the Holy Spirit
第一个是对圣灵的一个呼求
And Paul told Timothy, For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
那在这里、提摩太后是说因神赐给我们不是胆怯的心乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So we need to be aware that truly we can only know God if we only ask for the help of the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道我们如果真认识神的话我们就会 来呼求、这个圣灵来帮助我们
Any of our project on self-discipline will fail if there is no calling upon the Holy Spirit
如果我们不来呼求神的话那我们一切都会失败
And we can continuously ask the Spirit to check the ways of our lives
那我们要来要求圣灵来不断地来审查我们自己的内心
And we check for the fruit of the Spirit
那我们也来检查我们、圣灵所结的果子
A second application would be our prayer in the name of Jesus
那第二方面是我们要奉耶稣的名来祷告
We have to know who Jesus is before we can really pray in the name of Jesus
那我们必须要知道耶稣是谁那我们才能够奉耶稣的名来祷告
And so we continue to ask who is he and what did he do
那我们会继续地问他是谁他做什么
Who is he to me, to us, and what did he do for me, for us?
那他对我对我们是谁？那他为我和我们做些什么？
And really, we live in a day of information explosion.
那我们今天是活在一个知识大爆炸的时代。
And so, before we reject Jesus, we are responsible to at least consider.
那在我们拒绝耶稣之前，我们应该考虑。
And if we have accepted Jesus, we still have the responsibility to know him deeper by calling on the Spirit.
那如果我们已经接受耶稣基督，那我们就会更有责任来呼求跟随耶稣。
Really, there's no excuse not to know.
那我们没有理由不知道他是谁。
And when we pray, we know that we're praying by the name that is the only saving name in all heavens and earth.
那是天底下所赐下的，耶稣是天底下所赐下唯一的名，我们可以来祷告的。
And last but not least,
那不是最后。
When we pray in the name of Jesus,
当我们奉耶稣的名来祷告的时候
We have to be very careful
我们要非常的小心
Because this in a way is a warning against our often prideful and self-oriented approach to prayer and praying
那经常会提醒我们我们是不是在用我们自己一个、方式来祷告或者是有带着这种、这个骄傲来祷告的
In fact, prayer is an act of humility seeking because we know we are so desperate before God
那祷告实际上是让我们能够谦卑能够来寻求
And in fact, in John 16, when we pray in the name of Jesus,
那在16章我们看见当我们奉耶稣的名来祷告的时候
it is a recognition of the power of Jesus and the love of God for us.
当我们在这里我们要承认耶稣基督的能力和神对我们的爱
which is also why when we say Amen, we say it sincerely.
当我们最后说 Amen 的时候我们是很认真的来说的
We don't say it with such an insecurity to say Amen.
我们不是最后好像、不敢肯定的来说 Amen
Unless that truly reflects the state of your heart
那的确是反映我们当时心里的那个、同意
Because if we truly believe in the name of Jesus Christ
那我们如果真正的来相如果我们真的相信耶稣的名
When we are agreeable to the prayer we can truly in one voice
那我们就可以同心合一的来同意我们刚才的祷告
With a volume that speaks of assurance
那我用我们的声音来表达这样的一个、确定
In fact, a scholar wrote this and it's very convicting、
有一个、作者是这么写的
Prayer is perhaps the most highly regarded but the least employed of all the spiritual disciplines、
那、祷告呢是人们认为很重要的但很多时候呢它的、属灵的、这个 意义呢，是很少被操练的。
And another writer reminds us, proud people do not pray, humble people are like beggars.
那另外一个作者是这么说，高傲的人呢，他是不会祷告的。
So we check the content of our prayer.
那谦卑的人就像一个乞丐的一样祷告，我们每次都要来看我们祷告什么。
And so we see the Lord's Prayer tells us we pray in with the Father, the kingdom, and His will as the premise.
那我们看见主导文可以告诉我们，我们来祷告天父，祷告他的国，也祷告他的旨意。
And everything that we bring before Him is under that big umbrella.
那我们把一切我们所祷告的一切都是在他的这样一个庇护之下。
If you are praying for work, if you are praying for school, if you are praying for a spouse.It's always praying for the will of the Father.
当我们为我们的学校、为我们的工作、为我们的家庭祷告的时候，我们也都是按照神的旨意来祷告。
And something much closer to home.
那跟我们家很比较近的。
We can reflect on our participation in any prayer meeting.
那我们可以参加任何一种形式的祷告会。
And I'm not speaking about just the church-wide prayer meeting for Tuesday.
那我在这里不仅仅是指星期二的教会的祷告会。
And with much sadness, we have to say that there's very poor involvement by anyone who is a member of CCMC up to now.
那很遗憾的是说，作为 CCMC 的每一位成员，我们的祷告会的出席率是很低的。
And do we regard prayer as the fuel tank for the church?
那我们能够把祷告作为一个教会的油箱吗？
If we say we're Christian.
如果说我们是基督徒
and we say that we care for CCMC to be a vibrant spiritual home
那我们爱 CCMC 也把它作为一个有生气的属灵的家
we have to come together to pray
我们必须一起的来祷告
not only on the Tuesday nights
不仅仅是在星期二的晚上
but in your fellowships
在你的团契里面
in your own home
在我们自己的家中
among coworkers
在我们的同事当中
If we're not praying for CCMC,
如果我们没有为 CCMC 祷告
it's hard to imagine that there will be power in the church.
那很难想象教会会带出能力来
And so this is not to enforce an attendance.
这个不是说只是讲究一种出席力
But this is a call for reflection on our own approach toward what is praying together in the name of Jesus Christ as Christians because we bear the name of Christ.
那在这里是提醒我们，我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者，我们要一起的来祷告。
We know that if we come just because okay, fine, the pastor said this, and I'm a good Christian, I have to do this. We don't bring the heart, it's not going to be pleasing before God anyway.
那如果我们来了，我们就说是因为我们的牧师这么说，所以呢，我们来了做了，但不是出于我们心甘情愿的话，那也是不讨神喜悦的。
But we hope.I think we all hope that for whatever reason we say we're not coming together to pray.
那我们在这里说，不管是什么原因，我们没有一起能够来祷告。
We have first reflected on the reasons that we give for not coming together to pray.
那我们就要来反省我们为什么不来祷告的原因。
And see that it is not self-orienting.
那可能是因为我们太专注自己。
And we see that it is not prideful.
那在这里也许是我们太高傲。
And on that note, let us take a few moments.
那这个时候，让我们安静一段时间。
We go to the Lord in prayer.
我们来到神的面前来祷告。
Together, but also as individuals.
就我们一起，或者是个人。
And ask the Spirit to come upon us.
让圣灵来到我们当中。
Guide us through.
来引导我们。
As we prepare ourselves to partake of the Holy Communion.
让我们准备来领受圣餐的时候。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for a time to be able to commune with you.
我谢谢你, 我们再一次来守圣餐。
And as we examine ourselves,
让我们来审查自己的时候,
we pray that we are recognizing the body of the Lord.
让我们能够, 知道, 耶稣基督的身体。
And that as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
让我们来领这个饼喝这个杯的时候,
we're doing it in a manner that is worthy of our Lord.
让我们如此行是为了能够来纪念你。
May your presence continue to be with us.
愿你, 继续与我们同在。
We thank you, Lord.
我们谢谢你。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please turn to your Bible.
让我们翻到圣经。
Familiar passage, 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Chapter 11.
第十一章。
And so before we eat of the bread, we'll read the portion that speaks of the bread.
让我们在领圣餐之前，我们领饼之前，我们要来读一段圣经。
And then the same for the cup.
同样的，当领受杯、喝杯、领杯的时候，我们也同样。
So verses 23 to
24,
we'll first read it in English and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读23、24节，然后用中文读。
One, two, three.For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
我当日所传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你舍。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
How is he able to give thanks when he was betrayed?
但他被卖了，他还能够来感恩。
Because he knows that he is in the Father.
因为他知道他是在父的身上。
As he had taught the disciples that there will be peace even though there will be trouble, so that Jesus practices what he had taught.
就像耶稣跟他们门徒所教导的一样，即使有困难，也还是有平安，他也是如此行的。
So as we take of the bread.
当我们来领受这个饼的时候
We do proclaim the Lord's death
我们来表明主的死
But we also acknowledge with a heart of thanksgiving
那我们也同时来承认我们心中对神的感恩
And right now may I invite the helpers to come forward
我们邀请圣餐的同工到前面来
And the Holy Communion is for Christians only
圣餐只是为基督徒设立的
So if you're not, please allow the trays to pass from before you to observe the ceremony.
如果你还不是基督徒，让这个圣饼和杯传通过你传到下一位。
And before we eat of the bread, may I ask Deacon Li Bing to lead us in a word of prayer.
亲爱的父神，主耶稣基督，我们真是感谢你，感谢你为我们这些不配的罪人在十字架上舍命流血，让我们为这样的救恩，我们献上满心的感谢。我们为今天我们要跟随你的人，我们每时时刻刻的纪念你。我们为今天这样饼献上感恩和祷告，感谢祷告，配奉耶稣的名。
阿门。
阿门。Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, let us stand.
弟兄姊妹, 让我们一起起立,
and together we'll eat of this bread.
我们一起来领这个饼。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Let us now read verse 25 and 26.
现在让我们来念, 25, 26节。
With time, we'll just read it together in both languages. In the same way,
饭后,
after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, he proclaims the Lord's death until he comes." And truly, it is a new covenant. And what Jesus has said will not change. And so with that, we can also have a heart of thanksgiving as we drink of the cup. And before we do so, we'll invite Deacon Ken to pray for the cup.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning as we partake this cup in remembrance of what Jesus has done for us. Father, we rejoice and we give thanks and we are grateful for in everything you do. And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, let's stand.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起立。
And let us drink of this cup together.
让我们来领受这个杯。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for the blessing you have for us.
谢谢你给我们的祝福。
This eternal life in you and in Jesus Christ.
在你里面通过耶稣给我们的永生。
And thank you that we can be in your glorious presence.
我们也谢谢你今天在你的荣耀的同在中。
We just pray that we have honored you.
我们祷告我们能荣耀你的名。
As we have obeyed the command of our Lord.
我们能够遵循我们耶稣基督的命令。
To proclaim his death until he comes.
来表明他的事，直等到他的来。
As we observe the Holy Communion,
让我们来啊纪念这样圣餐的时候。
We thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
For this family.
谢谢这个大家庭。
And we just pray that you continue to bind us together in harmony and love.
也继续用合一，用你的爱把我们凝聚在一起。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
And as we prepare the offering.
让我们下面收奉献的时候
Again, this is an offering done to God.
这是向神所做的奉献
And it's also only for Christians.
这也是为我们基督徒做的
And so if you're not, please allow the collection bag to pass from before you, no pressure.
如果你还不是基督徒的话没有信主的话没有任何的压力把奉献袋传到下面
And with the response song that we'll sing
我们要唱一首回应的诗歌。
May we also sing it as our prayer.